I'm Carol Mason Kelly, as Dr. Fraser said, and this morning I'll be presenting work that I'm doing as a part of my PhD program at Texas Tech University in cooperation with the Texas AgriLife Research, and I'm being sponsored by the Cotton Incorporated Fellowship Program. I'd like to start out by looking at some numbers that I think are important for us to keep in mind as to why fiber quality should be so important in a breeding program. In 1997, cotton sales for the U.S. were 11.3 million bales sold domestically and 7.5 sold foreign. It's quite a bit different story for the 2007 estimates for cotton sales. There will only be 4.6 million bales sold domestically, and the other 16.7 will be sold in the foreign market. This is important because who we're trying to please is changing, so we're going to have to keep improved quality in order to have a demand for our cotton. Specifically to Texas, Texas is the largest cotton producer in the nation. It's estimated that for 2007, we'll produce close to 47% of the U.S. crop. So if you're going to produce that much cotton, you should make sure it's of quality and people will want to buy it. Quality and breeding programs. Most breeding programs rely on HVI and HVI only when they make their selections, and this is what they look at for their fiber data. To increase efficiency and competitiveness of these programs, some changes may be needed. Changes such as beginning to think globally in terms of textile performance. Do we have the quality in our cottons to compete in a global market? We should evaluate our current methods. What are our strengths and weaknesses? What are we doing that works really well now? What could we improve? Are there things we could do different so that we're getting the most out of our selections? Good place to start when looking at our strengths and weaknesses is how we evaluate our fiber. Two common ways are HVI and APHIS, which are what are being compared in this study. The HVI was designed for commercial classification. When it's used as a breeding tool, it only gives a partial description, doesn't necessarily give the breeder all the information he might need. A better description of the fiber is necessary to make more efficient selections in a program. The additional information that's needed is most of it could be offered by APHIS. There's several more measurements you can get from APHIS, being things such as length distribution, maturity ratios, and many other numbers and data that could also be calculated. Why is this additional information needed? One reason it's needed is that HVI data can be misleading. By misleading, I mean it may appear well-suited for spinning, but it is not. And then on the other hand, you may have a line that may look like it would not spin very well based on HVI data, when in actuality, it would perform very well. Overall, you just have less uncertainty if you have more information available when you make your selections. The objectives of this study are to evaluate and compare. We will evaluate and compare an HVI-only selection method and an HVI and APHIS selection method. We also hope to demonstrate the difference between end products by looking at yarn quality and spinning performance. Give you a brief summary of the project. It begins with 15 F2s and one control. Consists of two separate tests, one that uses HVI-only data, and the other will use HVI and APHIS data. When we harvested in years one and two, we took a bowl sample, which we used for family means, and we also harvested individually selected plants, which were selected based on their agronomic performance in the field. Year three, we harvested the whole rows using a plot stripper. When we go to make selections looking at the fiber data, first two rounds of selections were done this way. First, we selected the best families based on those bowl sample means. Within each of these families, we selected the best plants. The selection process was done for each test. This is where we stand now in the study. Our final selections will be made in the F4 generation. The lines that we select to plant this spring, they'll be selected using the fiber data, as well as some additional yield data that we got from an additional yield test. When we plant lines this spring, they will be planted for the purpose of fiber production, to have enough fiber so that we can take them to spinning tests and see how they spin and what sort of yarn quality they produce. This isn't just an illustration to show you one more time kind of the layout of the test. From now on, the test that has HBI and APHIS data, I will just refer to as the both method. You can just see, again, where we started with F2s. We'll follow through F4s and eventually look at yarn production and spinning tests. Results this morning, I'll be presenting 2006 data. And when we look at these data, there's two main questions that will be answered. We're looking to see, is there a difference in fiber quality between the two selection methods? And have these selections been successful up to this point in terms of improving our fiber quality? Beginning with the length and related measurements, start with upper half mean length, which I'd like to point out is a weight-based measurement. When you look at this, the HVI-only test actually appears to have better length overall, to be the better test in terms of length, has more plants with longer length. Here's the HVI and APHIS test, or the both method, has several more plants in the lower length bins compared to the HVI-only method. Uniformity is a little bit different. When you look at these are the selected plants from each of the tests, you have more plants with higher uniformity in the both method, as where if you look at the HVI-only method, there are more plants with lower uniformity. But when you look at length by number, which is by number measurement of length, it's a little bit different than when we looked at upper half mean length. The HVI-only test does not appear to be the better test. It actually has more plants with in the longer bins, as where the HVI-only test has a shorter length overall. When looking at short fiber content by number, the HVI-only test has many more plants with higher short fiber content compared to the both method. So if you'll notice looking at the test that used both types of fiber data, there are several plants with very low short fiber contents. Length distribution, which was considered a very important trait and used for the selection process when it was available. To give you an idea of what we were considering a good distribution and a bad distribution, we've given two examples here. These are actually from plants in the test. So you're going to notice there's two major points in these distributions that distinguish between them. The bad distribution, you do not see a distinguishable peak as far as long fibers. It's almost a But there's no difference in the high point and the low point very much. And there's also, when you look at the in the lower short fibers, it's a very high, much higher than that point of the good distribution. The good distribution has a very high peak, distinguishable peak of long fibers. These are average distributions for the two tests. As you can see, the HVI-only test does not have as high a peak as the both method, and it also has a lower number of short fibers. When looking at fiber maturity and related measures, first let's show why maturity is so important, especially in the Lubbock area. These are micronear values from the Lubbock Classing Office for 2003 to 2006. As you can tell, it varies very much from year to year, and there are several years that micronear is definitely a problem and costs the farmers. That being said, it's important that we look at maturity and micronair in these lines. This is the micronair values for the selected plants for both tests. As you can see, there's an obvious cutoff point. In either test, we did not keep anything below a 3.6. We also, HVI only, we have more plants with lower micronair values. The both method, there are some plants with higher micronairs than you might normally keep. But we had maturity values to back that up, so we knew it was due to maturity, so we were more comfortable keeping these. But overall, the HVI-only test had lower micronairs than the both method. This translated to maturity values. The HVI-only tests, once again, had lower maturity ratios, which we expected based on micron errors, and we had much higher maturity overall in the both method. Presented this slide, that's maturity for all plants before we made selections, just because there was a difference already between the two tests in terms of maturity, which told us that our previous selections in the past had been successful in improving maturity in the test where we had that value available. When looking at fineness, the HVI-only test actually has more plants with finer fibers. This was not surprising due to the fact that we had so much emphasis placed on length and strength in HVI. So the longer and stronger fibers tend to be finer, so we saw a decrease in fineness in this test. However, the HVI and APHIS test, the both method, still had acceptable fineness values. In terms of strength and elongation, didn't present this data because there was very little differentiation between tests, which was not surprising since both are measured by HVI. The differences that we saw, we felt like were a result of selecting for other traits. Conclusions. In summary, we did see a visible difference between tests. The fiber quality has improved from the beginning till the last set of generation when we saw the same thing at the end of this year. Past selections appear to be successful, and we are seeing differences in the length distribution between the two tests. Does it work? It does appear that by selecting for desirable length distribution, it is possible to indirectly improve other fiber properties that directly impact the length distribution, meaning that by selecting for this, the good length distribution, we're also getting longer fibers and decreasing short fiber content and increasing maturity without necessarily directly looking at those numbers at times. Of greater interest, so far these data do suggest that there will be differences in spinning performance between the two tests. This time, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated, Dr. Eric E.K., Dr. John Ganaway, and the Plains Cotton Improvement Program. And I'll answer any questions. Yes. Our average selection intensity. The first year, I would say we weren't necessarily real strict just because we hated, because we had so many, because we had like 2,000-something plants. We were strictest as far as we went through and made our micron error cut and definitely threw out anything that was extreme. From there, we went through and just kind of increased our bottom line each time and cut it out. The second year, we were actually stricter, probably more from a number standpoint than we were a quality standpoint, because there were not many plants that were bad that we wouldn't want to keep. We just had to get it down to a feasible number. So we went through the same process, but it probably wasn't as intense the second year, just because we didn't really have to be, because there really wasn't anything bad. It was more of what was a manageable number of plants.